This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Crews have stopped the Alexander Mountain Fire from growing. Hot spots continue to smolder west of Loveland, but the Larimer County Sheriff's Office says it does not expect the fire's perimeter to expand. The fire burned about 15 square miles of land and is now more than 90% contained. 26 homes burned in the fire. Colorado's county clerks are in Grand Junction this week to take on a new election challenge, the advent of artificial intelligence. The concern is that robocalls and deepfake videos could spread mis- and disinformation to voters. Hillary Rudy is the Deputy Director of Elections at the Colorado Secretary of State's office and led the training.
What we've seen is some really convincing stuff, and we started to become concerned, like, okay, if we see this in our everyday life, how quickly then do we start to see it in our elections?
County clerks are working on a support network to make sure they can quickly respond to any disinformation campaigns caused by AI so that voters get the correct information. The Denver Police Department has fired three officers over text messages they sent that referred to visiting new immigrant shelters for target practice. The department says the comments were sent as a joke in a group chat of officers who attended the DPD training academy together. Officials learned of the messages in April and opened an investigation. All three officers were fired last month. DPD says other officers in the group chat will get additional training on diversity, equity, and inclusion, as well as training on preventing misconduct by colleagues. Meanwhile, a line of heavy storms is moving across the Denver metro area at this hour with Englewood, Littleton, Conifer, and Ken Carroll in their path. Expect brief heavy downpours with these storms. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.